scam and a fraud. I'm Pam Husso, Fox News. That's how former President Trump is reacting to a race call in Arizona.
The Fox News Decision Desk declaring Democratic Senator Mark Kelly has won re-election in Arizona, defeating Blake Masters. That race at one point was considered one of the best options for Republicans to pick up a seat.
Fox's Matt Finn. Masters was endorsed by the former president. So is Carrie Lake, who's locked in a tight race for Arizona governor. A concession in a governor's race.
The Fox News Decision Desk declared Republican Sheriff Joe Lombardo the next governor of Nevada. He's the only Republican to flip a governor's seat in the midterms by beating Democrat incumbent Governor Steve Sisolak. Lombardo issued a statement saying, "I'm honored to have the opportunity to protect and serve our entire state as your next governor."
Fox says Jill Nato, also in Nevada, votes are still being counted in the Senate race between Democratic incumbent Catherine Cortez Masto and Republican Adam Laxalt. It appears former President Trump won't be testifying next week before the House committee investigating last year's Capitol riot. He's suing the committee, citing executive privilege. Some defiance from the head of Customs and Border Protection. Fox News has confirmed he was asked to step down or be fired.
Numerous administration officials say CBP Commissioner Chris Magnus is not addressing the growing migrant crisis at the border. And the tension between Magnus and DHS Secretary Mayorkas went public on Friday when Magnus refused Mayorkas' request to resign.
Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer. Meanwhile, a bus filled with migrants that left Texas could arrive in Philadelphia by Monday. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Under a pouring rain at Arlington National Cemetery, Vice President Kamala Harris honored our nation's veterans.
Veterans represent the best of America. Unwavering courage, unmatched talent, and unshakable devotion.
It was the first Veterans Day since President Biden signed legislation expanding health care for service members who were exposed to burn pits in Iraq and Afghanistan. In less than a week, the disgraced founder of a Silicon Valley startup is expected to learn her fate. Elizabeth Holmes, the former CEO of Theranos, could be sentenced to 20 years in prison for duping investors. Her lawyers, however, are pleading for no prison time or 18 months max. In a lengthy document, they argued that Holmes poses no danger to the public, has no criminal history, and is the mother of a young child. Prosecutors are expected to ask for harsh punishment when they submit sentencing recommendations. The fate of a once-respected crypto exchange is now being decided by the courts.
FTX, the cryptocurrency exchange, is reorganizing in bankruptcy court. FTX had agreed to sell itself to another exchange, Binance, though the deal fell apart after Binance reviewed FTX's finances. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that FTX lent customers money for trading to one of its units, Alameda Research, which then made risky investments. It was hit by a run of withdrawal requests and was scrambling to cover a shortfall of $8 billion. CEO Sam Bankman-Fried has stepped down. He and FTX are under investigation by the Justice Department and the SEC.
That's Fox's Jenny Cosola. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. NetSuite.com/fox.